It was nice to get a couple of wickets, and that was the plan. We needed to really strike when the ball was hard and take full effect of that, but it just wasn't to be, really.
I suppose you look at the game as a whole, it's probably too simplistic to say, but two poor batting performances in the end. I mean, it was difficult the first morning, admittedly, but so in the second innings, after a good start, it fell apart a bit.
Yeah, we're not helping ourselves, I guess. It was difficult on that first morning, and we knew that it would be, and we never really got through it. So, you know, to only get 120 first innings, we're always a bit behind the eight ball from then on. And to get ourselves in a decent position against second innings, great innings by Phil Hughes and Darryl Mitchell, then just to collapse like we did. You know, it's just one of those things, really. And they're a good side, Durham, and they keep coming at you and keep bowling well at you. And, you know, hopefully the guys will learn from that and we'll keep going.
You appear to pull up with a bit of a strain in the second inning today. What happened there?
Just a bit of old age for more than anything, I think. My ankle's just been, always have to have it strapped up, and I had a couple of operations on it in the past, so it always gives me a little bit of grief. And I just caught it quite badly in a foothold this morning, so it just kept giving me a little bit of pain. But I think I was playing on it more than anything. I just man up a little bit.
So unlikely to keep you out of the side for next week, do you think?
I wouldn't have thought so, no. We've got training on Sunday, so I'll be there and we'll be strapped up again and off we go. Fingers crossed, I can't imagine there being any problems.
If we're being honest, it's looking like a tall order now, isn't it, survival in the First Division?
Yeah. I think, you know, last year we managed to get a bit of momentum in that second half of the season and dragged a couple of wins together, and we just haven't been able to do that through one thing or another. Mainly, I think, a bit of weather and just, you know, we haven't probably performed to the level that we should have done. So, yeah, I think we're going to find it really hard work now. If we can get three wins out of three, you never know. But, you know, we've got three good sides coming up in Warwickshire, Middlesex and Somerset. So we'll just give it a good shot again.
On the blast point, some of the younger players starting to come through, and one of you, of course, you'd be interested in particular, Chris Russell, bowling the other end from you. He seems to have taken his chance pretty well.
Yeah, I think so. The beauty of being at Worcester is if you're a young player, you're definitely going to get a chance. And, you know, he's taken that. He bowled beautifully against South Africa and has just carried that on a little bit. And, you know, with young players, you are going to get a little bit of inconsistency, and you can probably get away with one or two in your side, but if you've got six or seven, then it can be quite difficult. But Chris has been fantastic, a real, you know, breath of fresh air. It's a massive amount of energy and enthusiasm, and yeah, it's been fantastic. He's taken his chance, and hopefully, you know, he'll cement his place for a while and keep producing the goods.
So finally, it's regroup and go again in the four-day game next week. There's a one-day game also between now and then, but go again against Middlesex.
Yeah, we've certainly not given up any hope. You know, we'll have a good couple of days to probably lick our wounds, and a couple of days of practice, and then go hard again at Middlesex. And like I say, there's no reason why we can't win three out of three. It is going to be tough, there's no denying that, but I don't think we can give up hope just yet.